Our guest at this time is Kathy Schlieve, who is the administrator for the City of Waupun. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Now, a big deal recently, Waupun was named as a Main Street community. Is this something that the city has been working toward for a while?
Yeah, we have actually been working on trying to focus on Main Street revitalization before I got here. I started in 2015. And if I look at some of the planning documents that were put together, I think this really goes way back to 1988 when we formed a business improvement district. And at that point, I think the state of Wisconsin was really trying to introduce the Main Street model. And, you know, our planning was built around the Main Street pillars. But we, you know, we had a basis for it, but we didn't go all in at that point in time. And we've really been working on trying to bring that back and the focus on that. And over the last year, we were invited into a cohort with WEDC to work through planning and trying to get a group aligned around this idea. And that experience really did create a focus of a group here in Waupun that is committed to carrying the Main Street vision forward. And so we applied right at the beginning or end of June and received notice in August that we have been accepted into the program. So it's long time coming, I would say.
Okay, so it's a program that's overseen by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And they provide, was it technical support for downtown revitalization and economic development efforts?
Right. It's pretty extensive technical support. It's everything from, you know, how do you attract small businesses into your community to how do you deal with these historic buildings that sometimes need a lot of repair because maybe they haven't had attention for a period of time. How do you support that with capital needs? So there's additional grant funding opportunities that come with this designation to help. And, you know, it feels like they're always trying to equip these groups with tools from how do you deal with the question of promoting upper-level living. And some of these buildings are just vacant downtown. So can we encourage more construction of apartments, and how do we go about doing that? Or, you know, if somebody wants to introduce that on the lower level, what are the best strategies to ensure you've maintained the integrity of your commercial district at the same time? So there are just a lot of resources and tools to help support thinking through the challenges that we face today.
Not really sure how to ask this, so I'll just come out and ask it. Who's going to be calling the shots for Waupun Main Street?
So there's a group forming called Discover Waupun, and their focus will be on kind of economic development and a tourism combination that's going to fit within that. And so they will receive some public money, and by public I mean business improvement district tax funds. So that's an elective tax paid by the building owners in a specified district, our commercial district downtown, as well as room tax dollars, which are dollars that come in from the outside and then used to really promote the community, as well as some pretty significant efforts to fundraise and do events within the community that will contribute to their financial model.
Okay. So setting goals is still something that has to be done?
I would say over the last year, as this group has been working together, they've established some goals. You know, they're a startup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so very much they're in the early phases of trying to get this off the ground and kind of stabilized, if you will. And over the next 18 to 24 months, I would say that those goals are going to become a little more crystallized and fine-tuned. But I do think that there's a pretty good vision that's been cast because of the year-long planning process we worked through.
All right. Kathy, you mentioned you've been with the city since 2015. Have you seen a lot of progress since you started?
I would say that we've seen significant progress. There's been some fairly significant investment that has been made by local entrepreneurs, and at the same time, we have been really, excuse me, I'm going to cough. You know I have a cold, so I apologize.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. That's okay.
Sorry about that. So at the same time, we've been really trying to get some of the pillars working. So there's been a group that's formed and has been doing some event planning and promotion. There is a group now that's forming around a pillar that's called economic vitality. So it's all things entrepreneurship. We do work very closely with Envision Greater Fond du Lac and the Ignite Network. And so very much there's going to be a partnership model that's embedded to help bring some of those Ignite tools pretty consistently into Waupun. And then design is something we've done, I think, for years, and that's been really done in the form of facade grants. And but we've been really successful at bringing in a couple of Vibrant Spaces grants from WEDC to really look at how do we not only beautify but activate vacant spaces that, you know, where a building maybe has come down or, you know, because it's deteriorated or what have you, so that we can, you know, programmatically also bring foot traffic into the downtown. And so, like, there are a lot of moving pieces that have been working. This is just a more cohesive kind of united front to make this successful.
So what you're saying is that the Main Street program is a collaborative process then?
100%, I think, you know, like, it is going to require a full-time director, and so that group has been working on bringing in an interim startup director. But one person alone is not going to be able to do this work. It's going to take ongoing collaborative efforts to make this work long-term.
Okay. Speaking as a city official, what is the city's role going to be in this?
Mm-hmm. So I personally feel some relief because of this, because, you know, it's no longer completely dependent on, you know, my input. There is really a group that's carrying the weight. So from my chair, I am going to be a participating member, right? I'm going to sit on the board. I'm going to help guide and direct and coach in a lot of ways, because I've had some success with the WEDC tools and trying to expand the knowledge and understanding of that and build kind of a sustainable organization is really our next step. So time is going to be the commitment, but it's consistent with what we've been doing. So I'm excited to be able to transfer some knowledge here.
So will there be other city officials on the board for Main Street then?
So at this point, no. It'll function a lot the way our business improvement district has been functioning, with some additions to the board, including a hotelier, because of the tourism component. Mm-hmm. So the mayor has historically appointed that business improvement district board, so I would say it'll function in similar vein.
Okay. So when will Main Street be up and running? Is there some kind of target date or goal?
Yeah. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, we're functioning as a Main Street now. Formalized, we're really looking at this final quarter of 2026 and then full implementation as of January in a perfect world, right? That's the plan right now, 2027.
Okay. Kathy, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Kathy Schliebe, who is the administrator for the city of Waupun.